Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA and Eric Brown. What's the name of your farm, Eric?
Brown's Proven Mountain Farm.
Proven Mountain.
Proven Mountain. Yep.
What, is that a mountain?
It is a mountain right next to our farm. Our farm is at the foot of the mountain.
This farm is in Feeding Hills, so it's probably more of a hill than a mountain. Or is it?
I guess you could say that.
They wouldn't call it Feeding Hills. And it's appropriate that there is a farm. Is there a lot of farmland in Feeding Hills? And for those who don't know, it's Agawam.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like Turner's Falls is to Montague, it's Feeding Hills is to Agawam. Is it there a lot of farmland there? Is that where it got the name Feeding Hills?
Yes, the farmland there was like Feeding Springfield area way back when. And now there still is quite a bit of farmland, but it's a lot less developed than it used to be.
And you are a fifth generation farmer.
I believe I am, yes.
Uh-huh. Started by your great, 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 great grandfather, Charlie Brown?
My great, great grandparents, whose names I do not know, started it as a dairy farm. Beyond that, there was Charlie Brown and Sarah Brown, who transitioned it from a dairy farm to a pick your own farm, which it is today. And then there was Noel Brown, who's my granddad. And then right now, my uncle Mark Brown is running the operation.
It's your time now.
Yes, I'm attempting to step up. I'm going to school for sustainable agriculture.
Where?
HCC right now, and I'm transferring to UMass hopefully in a year. I'm taking a clean energy class actually as soon as I get out of here. I'm going to that class. It's at Hampshire.
So what were you doing before this, and what made you decide to try to take up the family business?
So about 2 years ago, I was going to Western New England University for engineering. I was like good at math in high school. I was like, yeah, I'll do engineering, make a lot of money.
And I realized you don't actually drive trains all the time.
Yeah. After a year of that, I decided to take some time off. It wasn't really what I thought I would be doing for the rest of my life. My dad actually passed away during that time, and he was very invested in the farm. Mm. So during that summer, I was also very invested in the farm to take over some responsibilities. I kind of just fell in love with it. Next semester, that fall semester, I took off. And then spring semester, which was just this last one, I started going to school for sustainable agriculture. And now I'm all about it. I'm doing it every day.
Mm. Is this something that you had envisioned, knowing that this was a farm that's been in your family for your great-great-grandparents? Who, it's always disconcerting when you think about your personal life legacy to know that your great-great-grandchildren probably aren't going to know your name either.
Legacy. What is a legacy? It's planting seeds in a garden you never get to see.
Start writing it everywhere in the house.
Right.
You know?
Yep. Or get elected president or something like that.
I have the internet, so they'll just look it up way back then. But growing up, I wasn't very involved in the farm. I never imagined I'd be doing it until it was like completely my own decision just this past year.
Mm-hmm.
I took, you know, my own like independent time on the farm to realize that I really loved doing it.
I think it's so interesting and sad and poignant and all that, that, you know, your grandfather, you said to me before, died 4 years ago and your dad 2 years ago. And it's sort of like a redefinition for you about like, where am I in the family? And, you know, what do I want to carry on that's been perhaps available for me to carry on further?
Truly, yeah.
And sometimes it's easy to not appreciate those things in the same way until a major life event happens that helps you to realize this is something that's important to me that I might have been overlooking personally in my life. What do you grow at your farm?
Our main crop that gets most people out is strawberries. Our season just ended, and we had a ton of people come through. We do every year. Beyond that, blueberries, which are just starting this weekend, and apples. In between, we have a lot of different crops.
So what I love, we're heading into July 4th, and I love this crossover and what you brought us, which was a quart container that has strawberries and...
blueberries. Mm-hmm. It looks like the American flag in here.
No cutting to Hamilton here. No.
Leave the battlefield waving Betsy Ross's flag higher.
I just couldn't help myself.
So when can people come and start picking blueberries?
Our first day is tomorrow for blueberry picking.
That's kind of cool on July 4th weekend that people can come and pick. I can't imagine anything more American than picking blueberries.
I mean, we've done it a number of times as a family, go blueberry picking on the 4th of July. I think it's a great, fun tradition. It really connects you to the land. It's got kind of the colors of what you're celebrating there. And I think it's great, you know, when you think about the history of this country and the independence and things like that. And then you think about the family farms that go into this, that some of them trace back. We had a farmer on just last week. It was around the time of the American Revolution. So Eric Brown, the fifth generation farmer at this Feeding Hills farm in Agawam.
I want you to just tell us a little bit about the blueberry boogie. What is that?
So last year it was the blueberry jam. This year it's the blueberry boogie. We're just trying to get folks out for a day of fun. My band is playing. We're gonna have
What's your band? More. Shameless plug it.
The Farmhouse.
Cool.
Our band is called Farmhouse. Yeah.
Tying it all together.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's where we play. Folks come in, they pay a cover charge, and then it's all you can eat blueberries.
I don't think you are aware how many blueberries I can eat.
I challenge you. Eat as many as you can, please.
Monty gets the blues at the blueberry.
Yeah, I will turn blue. You're turning violet, Violet. Eric Brown from Brown's Proven Mountain Farm in Feeding Hills, Agawam. Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.